The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes decided to ask Jesus, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, this is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. Many years ago, there was a mother who went to church with her little boy, and he was about 3 years old. The mother went up to receive Holy Communion, and the little boy stayed back at the pew. When the mother came back after receiving communion, the little child placed his head over the heart of the mother. And the mother said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm listening to Jesus' heartbeat within your heart. 3 years. 3 years old. Now the little child went to school and he graduated from high school. Then he went on to become a lawyer. But he wasn't happy with that. So he went on to become a priest. And the bishop sent him from France to Chablais, which would be Switzerland, which was a stronghold of the Calvinists, which would be the Protestants back many years ago. When he arrived, there was 56,000 Calvinists and 56 Catholics. After working as a missionary for 3 years, there were 56,000 Catholics and 56 Calvinists. So basically, he converted all those people. He went on to become a bishop when he was in his 30s. And then he went on to found a congregation, and he wrote two of the most famous books in Catholicism, Treatise on Love and Introduction to the Devout Life. And he died, and now his name is St. Francis de Sales. Okay? Why do I tell that little summary of this saint? Because one day he was a little baby in the arms of his mother, in the womb of his mother, then in the arms of his mother and father too. So your obligation is to become saints and to form saints. Amen?
Amen.
Your obligation is to become saints and to form saints. Children are like sponges. You know what a sponge does? Children are like sponges. They absorb. Like if I put a sponge here and I pour dirty water into it, I'm going to be wringing out dirty water. But if I put the sponge and I pour clean water from a spring and I wring it out, pure water is going to come. It's your obligation to form the children and to pour into them only what is good, only what is noble, only what is pure, only what is pleasing to God. A few months ago, I traveled to Orlando, Florida, and Vero Beach, because I have a brother who's a back surgeon in Orlando, and my parents have a house in Vero Beach. And when I was there, just for a couple of days, my parents have 38 grandchildren and already great-grandchildren. And one of the great-grandchildren came to visit who was 2 years old. And they said, well, he already knows his prayers. And I said, well, two-year-old, that's too young. And basically he came in front of me. I wanted to test him. He said he knows the creed. 2 years old. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. And then the little kid, too, knows how to pray the rosary. Where did that come from? from his mom and his dad. Obviously, the kid's pretty smart. You know, your two-year-old to be able to know the creed and the rosary, he's got a pretty good intellect, I think, no? But that intellect is being formed by the parents. So it's up to you as parents to form the children. Form the children as good Christian Catholics. Now I'm going to be suggesting for all of you, we're in Lent, three things that you can do for Lent. Number one is, in a couple of days, we're already going to be entering into spring. I want all of you to do spring cleaning. Spring cleaning, not simply of your physical house, of your soul. Make a good confession. Sweep it out. Sweep out the trash. Get the dirt out, okay? Do you clean your houses? Every day, right? Hey, you got to clean the house of your soul. That's what a confession is. Sweep it out, okay? My name is Father Broom. Clean sweep with Father Broom, okay? There you go, okay? Sweep it out. Get the dirt out. I don't think any of us want to live with a dirty conscience, do we? No? Living with a dirty conscience is, I think, hell on earth. So get the dirt out. Second is this. We're in Lent. One of the best Lenten proposals should be this. Come to Mass every day when you can. Every day when you can, come to Mass. We're already moving into the third week of Lent. Before you know it, it's going to be Holy Week. So come to Mass. And what is the most important gesture you can do in the whole universe? Body of Christ, amen. Nothing greater than that. Nothing greater than receiving Holy Communion. You made your first communion. Bring these little kids to Mass. They've got free time. Let them give up their electronic games for an hour. Come to Mass. Put your tablet down for an hour. Come to Mass to worship God. That's more important. But tell your parents, Mom, I want to go to Mass. Did you hear what Father said? Yes. Well, ask your parents to take you to Mass. Like, if they want to go to Disney, right? Let's go to Disney. They're not going to leave you at peace, right? So ask your parents to bring you to Mass. And receive God in your heart. That's the greatest thing in the world. Mom, let's go to Mass at St. Peter Chanel 6:15. Okay, every night up until Easter. Great proposal. And you receive God. But these children here, they're dependent upon a taxi driver. That's mom or dad, huh? They can't come by themselves. So there's a beautiful proposal for Lent. To come to daily Mass. And last but not least, do any of you know what happened 100 years ago in Portugal? I think you know. But I'll refresh your memory. I'll tell you. 100 years ago, in Portugal, Our Lady of Fatima appeared to three little children. You remember? She appeared to three little children. And they were younger than you. They were only about 9 or 10 years old. And you see that white statue there, that's Our Lady of Fatima. And she appeared to three little children. Their names were Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia. They had two, brother and sister, the other was the older cousin. And she appeared, and she said, many souls go to hell because people don't pray and offer up sacrifices. We don't want people to go to hell, do we? We don't want that at all. So by offering up prayers and sacrifices, we can be bridges by which people can make it to heaven. Amen? Bridges by which people can make it to heaven. And she said this. She appeared May, June, July, August, September, October. 6 months. And every time she appeared, she gave a message that was a little bit different, but every time she appeared, she said this: pray the rosary. 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 Any mothers here? Any moms here? How many mothers here? Did you ever tell your children to do something? Do you? Did you ever tell them to do it maybe 6 times? If you told them to do it 6 times, that's because you really thought that that was important, right? Say it 1 time, okay, maybe it's not that important. You say it 6 times, you repeat it 5 times, that means 6. That means that you probably thought that that's important. Mary is our heavenly mother, sent from God to earth to help us to get to heaven. So she said 6 times, pray the rosary. So, starting today, I want all of you and your family to pray the rosary. Amen? So maybe the next time I see you, I'm going to be asking you, did you hear what I said? Are you praying the rosary? You're probably going to try to avoid me, huh? Okay? But try to pray the rosary. Hey, do it. Pray the rosary. And one last thing. Who's going to be leading the rosary? It's going to be not the mother, but the father. Yes. Not the mother, but the father. We believe as Catholics in male leadership. Yes. Not that you're a macho, you know, the typical macho, no? Male leadership means being a servant to your family. That's what it means. Male leadership means being a servant. Today we got a retreat for men in honor of St. Joseph. Maybe after this, the guys can go over there and let their wives and their padrinos celebrate the house. You can come to the retreat to learn the importance of what it means to be a man in honor of St. Joseph. So that's what we have to hear today. Praying the rosary, let's get the men to start the rosary in the family. And pray it, I would say, right before dinner, not after. Right before dinner, 6 o'clock, pray the rosary, and then you have your meal. You just do that day after day after day after day. Know what a habit is? A virtue is, it's a good habit. How do you form that? By repeating it over and over again. And that habit of praying the rosary is going to bring your family to heaven. So let's pray that on this day of baptism, it's a day in which we're going to be rejoicing because these children are going to be sons and daughters of God. But it's a day in which we assume our responsibility as parents and godparents to be a real light to these children. In a short time, you're going to be lighting your candles from the Paschal candle. That's a symbol. A symbol means this. It's a physical reality that has a spiritual reality behind it. That's what a symbol is. What's the symbolism behind the candle? Is that all of you are called to be a light, a burning light in front of the eyes of these children. The light of giving a good example. So let's turn to, as the Filipinos say, to Mama Mary, okay? Let's turn to Mary, Our Lady Fatima, and ask us for grace to really live holy lives and bring our children to heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.